From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Not the president, not the treasury secretary, not all the king's men. No one could get the House of Representatives to pass the $700 billion Wall Street bailout bill. It failed today in a cliffhanger, and that sent the markets down sharply. There's yet another bank failure as well. This time it's Wachovia. Citigroup has agreed to buy that bank, and we'll have details later in the show. First, let's go to Capitol Hill. NPR's Brian Naylor is there. And Brian, oh my goodness, what a nail-biter.
I know, Madeline, there was quite a lot of drama here this afternoon as this vote was taking place. Everyone said it was going to be very close. There were a lot of lawmakers, Republicans and Democrats alike, who just didn't like this bill, who thought it was a burden on the taxpayer, a bailout of Wall Street. It was philosophically a problem for a lot of conservative Republicans and for a lot of liberal Democrats. And in the end, the leaders of both sides, all of whom supported this bill, just couldn't bring enough of their lawmakers on board. Let's recap some of the debate from earlier, if you'd like. Mm-hmm. The supporters of the bill were led by Massachusetts Democrat Barney Frank, who's the chairman of the Financial Services Committee, and he expressed the feeling this wasn't the greatest bill, but that lawmakers had to do something. Here's what he had to say.
I wish it weren't the case, but I am convinced if we defeat this bill today, it will be a very bad day for the financial sector of the American economy. And the people who will feel the pain are not the top bankers and the top corporate executives, but average Americans. They don't see it yet. And pain averted is not a basis on which you get a lot of gratitude.
And of course, we've seen the market's response to the failure of the House to pass this bill. The Dow is down over 500 points. At one time, it was down almost 700 points. It remains to be seen how it'll all settle out. The opponents of the bill said that this was just not something that they could support, that they're hearing from their constituents, a hugely unpopular bill, phone calls running 90-1 against it. And there is a sense that there's got to be a better way. This is Georgia Republican Congressman Paul Brown.
This is a huge cow patty with a piece of marshmallow stuck in the middle of it, and I'm not going to eat that cow patty. I encourage all of my members of my conference and your conference to vote against this bill so we can find something that makes sense.
Kind of a earthy debate there for talking about Wall Street, but I mean, there was just a lot of distaste on this bill on both sides.
Right, and a lot of distaste out there among voters and constituents, who I think, from what I understand, barraged their lawmakers with complaints about this bailout, saying no, don't vote for it. How much did the upcoming election in about a month play into the vote today?
Well, I think that can't be overstated. Dated, Madeline. As you say, the election November 4th is coming up, and all of these members in the House are up for re-election, at least those who aren't retiring. And this is a real tough vote for them. How do you go against something that your constituents are overwhelmingly opposed to? Some members I heard talking about how this was as tough as going the vote to go to war with Iraq. And at the same time, there was a sense that they had to do something, that this was really a crisis, that even though people may not feel it right now, that they would down the road. And I should say what's going on now, there's just a huge amount of partisan recriminations going on in the Capitol. The Republicans are blaming Speaker Pelosi for allegedly making a partisan speech that convinced several of their members who had been leaning for the bill to vote against it. And the Democrats are saying that the Republicans didn't take this seriously and that they're to blame, and they're so this whole thing is just kind of falling apart.
Well, just cross now that there will not be a recess for House members to campaign for re-election, so they're back to work.
Yeah, they'll be back to work. I mean, it wasn't clear. They weren't going to go anywhere anyway right away. And so the Jewish holiday is today. And so members are already leaving town. They'll probably be back here on Wednesday or Thursday. And it's likely that they'll try to use that time to cool tempers down and to reassess the situation and try for another vote, perhaps on this same bill later in the week.
NPR congressional correspondent Brian Naylor keeping an eye on what's going on Capitol Hill, where the House of Representatives initiatives fail to pass that $700 billion bailout package. Brian, thank you.
Thanks, Madeline.